But Psalm 125 is basically just a psalm declaring the stability of those who trust in the Lord. Have you seen that? Have you seen that as you look at people's lives who trust God? Have you met somebody who just really trusts the Lord? And have you seen the stability of their lives? Because it's real. It's a real, genuine thing. And this psalm begins by saying, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Now, you and I might pick a mountain around here that we think is maybe a little more glorious, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, you might want to pick Mount Rainier or something like that. You know, those who trust in the Lord are like these mountains, these beautiful, glorious, majestic mountains, which he says cannot be moved but abides forever. And then look at this. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. If you've been feeling fearful lately, if you've been feeling like you're kind of just out there on your own without the kind of protection that you would otherwise want, I would encourage you to take verse 2 and make it part of your memory structure of Scripture, just committing it to memory. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. And just go ahead and put your name in there. Put your name. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds me. Just put your name right there. From this time forth and forevermore, the Lord surrounds you. He is surrounding you with his protective hand. He says, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good. In other words, to your people. And to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. The Lord surrounds his people.